Hello, I'm Mahendra Gupte. You're looking at Chapter 17, the Logistics Department. While the term logistics and supply chain are sometimes used interchangeably, logistics is an element of the overall supply chain. Logistics refers to the movement of goods from point A to point B, which entails two functions, transportation and warehousing. Logistics is the collection of processes involved in moving goods internally or from buyer to seller. Routes need to be determined based on expediency, regulatory environments, and avoiding obstacles ranging from road repairs to wars and adverse weather conditions. Shipping provider and packaging options must be carefully considered with costs weighed against factors from weight to recyclability. The purpose of the logistics department is to have a well-structured logistics department essential for any organization that deals with product movement and delivery. The primary purpose of the logistics department is to ensure that all activities related to the movement of goods are well coordinated and streamlined. The department can optimize the delivery process, minimize costs, and maximize customer satisfaction by establishing clear roles and responsibilities. A well-designed logistics structure enables the organization to adapt and respond quickly to changes in demand, market trends, and unforeseen circumstances. A structured logistics department is crucial for several reasons. Ensure smooth and efficient operations by clearly defining responsibilities and processes. Complete role clarity and understanding of how their work fits into the bigger picture, it becomes easier to collaborate. Helps to identify bottlenecks and areas for improvement. Enables effective communication and information flow, promotes accountability and performance monitoring. Measuring individual and team performance becomes easier with clearly defined roles and responsibilities, allows management to identify areas of strength and areas that require improvement. The seven primary functions of the logistics department are Seven primary functions of logistics management form the backbone of any successful logistics operation. Industries ranging from e-commerce to manufacturing rely on these core logistics functions for efficient and effective operations. Inventory control management. Inventory control management ensures that the stock level is adequate to meet customer orders without resulting in excess that ties up a company's resources. IC helps in reducing costs and improves order fulfillment. IC helps in supply chain strategy, JIT inventory systems. Strategic approach to inventory allows for more agile and flexible logistics operations, particularly beneficial in industries with rapid product life cycles. Order processing. Order processing involves receiving, fulfilling, and verifying customer orders. It connects inventory management with customer requirements and the first step in the delivery of goods. Effective order processing significantly improves a customer's experience and increases satisfaction. Storage and warehouse involves strategically placing and organizing goods within a facility so as to optimize space and accessibility. Efficient warehouse logistics reduce labor costs and improve inventory turnover. Warehouse management systems, WMS, automated storage and retrieval systems, ASRS, and logistics management software are used. Transportation and delivery management. It involves decisions related to the modes of transport, selection of routes, and managing transportation costs. It is about moving goods from point A to point B efficiently, on time, and within budget. Integrating transportation with other logistics functions such as inventory control and warehouses can reduce costs while maintaining overall delivery effectiveness. It also involves navigating a complex transportation network that includes regulatory compliance and optimization of shipping costs. With supply chain data analytics and monitoring tools, companies can now track shipments in real time, allowing for better coordination and transportation management. Fifth, product and material handling. It is a critical part of logistics services involving the movement, protection, and storage of goods throughout the supply chain. It ensures that packed items are safely transported within a warehouse or between different locations while maintaining product quality. It is interlinked with inventory control and warehouse management and plays a significant role in the efficiency of logistics operations. In addition to the protection and safe transit of goods, it also encompasses the strategic selection of cost-effective equipment and methodologies that enhance labor efficiency. Product packaging. In logistics management, logistical packaging plays a fundamental role in protecting products during transit and ensuring they reach end customers in pristine condition. Adequate packaging is essential in material handling and storage aspects. It can be tailored to meet customs regulations, preventing delays and potential damages. It is also critical to the branding and marketing strategy, influencing customer experience and satisfaction. Innovative packaging solutions that are environmentally friendly and easy to handle can provide a competitive edge. Outbound logistics refers to the process of moving finished products from a warehouse or distribution center to customers. The process involves several key steps, including order processing, picking and packing, shipping and delivery. Effective outbound logistics is critical to ensuring that products are delivered to customers on time and in good condition. Outbound logistics involves a range of activities, including order processing, picking and packing, shipping, delivery, and reverse logistics. Outbound logistics is a critical component as it directly impacts customer satisfaction and loyalty. Companies that excel in outbound logistics are able to build strong relationships with their customers, improve customer satisfaction, and increase repeat business. By optimizing outbound logistics processes, businesses can ensure that their products are delivered efficiently and reliably, contributing to overall supply chain success. Supply chain data and software. Leveraging inventory management software and advanced analytics tools is a game changer in supply chain operations. Real-time data from logistics processes can optimize inventory levels, forecast demand, and plan replenishment capacity, which is critical in maintaining sufficient inventories and preventing stockouts. Integrating supply chain data and software extends into areas such as transportation management and customer order tracking, offering a data-driven approach to logistics management. These functions work together to ensure products are delivered efficiently, accurately, and on time. Every organization has its policy on the kind of organization structure that it has designed for each department. While in most cases the policy is common for all departments, however, businesses and market requirements may demand changes in the designations and levels. The organization structure shown in the next slide and discussed may not be the best fit for a company, but the functions covered will definitely make up for the functions in the department. The listed functions may be used as a guideline for setting up or differentiating between the different roles of the people employed. This is the slide which shows the organization structure for the logistics department along with its roles and responsibilities. Logistics Director, Head of Logistics. Overall responsibility leads the entire logistics department, overseeing all functions and ensuring alignment with company goals. Strategic planning develops and implements long-term logistics strategies to optimize cost efficiency and customer service. Team management oversees and mentors the logistics team, fostering a collaborative and high-performing work environment. Performance monitoring tracks key performance indicators to measure the department's success and identify areas for improvement. Stakeholder communication liaises with other departments, example sales, production, procurement, to ensure smooth coordination and communication. Then comes the transportation manager. Responsibility manages all aspects of transportation, including mode selection, carrier negotiation, route optimization, and shipment tracking. Cost control negotiates favorable rates with carriers, optimizes routes to minimize costs, and monitors fuel consumption. Compliance ensures compliance with transportation regulations and safety standards. Technology implementation implements and utilizes transportation management systems for improved visibility and efficiency. Next is the warehouse manager. Manages inventory and storage, ensures optimal stock levels, maximizes space utilization, and coordinates smooth product flow. Oversees order fulfillment, guarantees accurate and timely order processing from receiving to shipping. Leads warehouse staff, provides training and supervision, and ensures adherence to safety and security regulations. Drives efficiency, implements continuous improvement initiatives to optimize warehouse operations and productivity. Transportation coordinator, logistics orchestration, plans and organizes the transportation of goods, selecting carriers, negotiating contracts, optimizing routes for cost and time efficiency. Carrier management selects and negotiates contracts with reliable carriers to ensure safe and timely deliveries. Shipment tracking and monitoring tracks shipments in real time, monitors carrier performance against agreed upon metrics, and identifies potential delays. Issue resolution proactively addresses transportation related problems, ensuring smooth delivery and customer satisfaction. Inventory analyst, inventory optimization, analyzes inventory data to identify trends, forecast demand, and recommend strategies to maintain optimal stock levels, minimizing stockouts and overstocking. Data-driven planning collaborates with other departments to gather and analyze data for accurate demand planning for purchasing and resource allocation. Supplier management works closely with suppliers to maintain consistent stock levels, negotiate pricing, and manage lead times for timely material acquisition. Inventory control and accuracy conducts regular inventory audits to ensure data accuracy, identifies discrepancies, and implements measures to improve. Order fulfillment specialist. Order fulfillment, order processing and accuracy ensures accurate and efficient order processing, picking, packing of goods according to customer specifications and order details. Inventory management and coordination maintains awareness of inventory levels, also coordinates with warehouse personnel to locate and retrieve necessary items for order fulfillment. Customer communication communicates order status, updates, addresses customer inquiries, and resolves any order-related issues to ensure customer satisfaction. Fulfillment documentation and record keeping maintains accurate records of order processing activities, picking lists, packing clips, and shipment details for tracking. The logistics analyst, data analysis and improvement, analyzes logistics data to identify areas for improvement, bottlenecks, or cost-saving opportunities. Performance monitoring and reporting tracks KPIs like delivery times, costs, and inventory levels. He prepares reports for management to assess logistics performance. Process optimization and strategy develops and implements strategies to streamline logistics processes, enhance efficiency, and reduce overall logistics costs. Collaboration and technology collaborates with other departments like purchasing and sales to develop solutions, and researches and recommends technology adoption to improve logistics operations. Export documentation specialist. Legal compliance ensures compliance by preparing accurate and complete documentation for international shipments, example, bills of lading, invoices, certificates of origin, etc. Operational efficiency facilitates smooth operations by creating clear shipping instructions, packing lists, and other documents to guide proper handling and delivery. Mitigate risks by including evidence of insurance coverage, proper packing, and adherence to safety regulations in documentation. Data management and analytics maintains accurate records of all export documentation for future reference and data analysis. Tracks shipment, tracks and traces shipments throughout the supply chain using documents like bills of lading and airway bills. Shipping and export documentation, commercial invoice, packing list, bill of lading, airway bill, certificate of origin, insurance certificate, and export license if required. Customer service representative. Responsibility: provide support to customers regarding order status, in delivery inquiries, and any other logistics related issues. Communication: communicates effectively with customers via phone, email, or online chat to address their concerns and ensure satisfaction. Order tracking: utilizes tracking systems to provide real-time updates on shipment status. Issue resolution: investigate and resolve customer complaints or issues promptly and efficiently. These roles and other supporting positions within the logistics department work together as a cohesive team to ensure the smooth flow of deliveries. Each role has its unique responsibilities and contributes to the overall success of the logistics department. Additionally, ongoing collaboration and communication among team members are crucial for addressing challenges and maintaining efficiency. Measures of performance. The logistics department is the backbone of any organization involved in product movement and delivery. It manages inventory, coordinates transportation, and processes orders efficiently. Each role in the logistics department is crucial for smooth deliveries. By structuring the department well and defining roles clearly, organizations can optimize operations, cut costs, and boost customer satisfaction. Moreover, measuring and monitoring logistics performance regularly with key indicators allows for continuous improvement. This keeps the logistics department efficient and effective in meeting customer demands. So when you receive a package on time, remember the key players in the logistics department who made it happen. Order management KPIs focus on orders and returns processing, which are crucial for reverse logistics. These metrics start when customers place an order. Shipping time, time it takes to ship an order. Order accuracy. Order pick accuracy must be high. Perfect order. How many orders ship without issues? On time in full. Quantity and schedule was followed. Number of shipments. How many loads the company sent out in a given period? This slide is the breakup of the different measures of performance as an example and can be implemented by any company based on their actual market and product requirements. Supply KPIs are metrics that focus on how well final goods are moving through the supply chain. They are used to help improve the efficiency of the operations and grow. Lead time between a customer places an order and when they receive it. Capacity utilization. Capacity utilization is how much of a resource a company is using. Productivity. Productivity is a measure of how well a company's machines, departments, and or people are running. Inventory. KPIs can help measure the effectiveness of inventory purchasing and production processes and may also focus on cash flow and productivity. Customer back order rate. How often a company cannot fulfill an order. Inventory accuracy. How closely the inventory records reflect what is actually in storage. Inventory turnover. How many times in a period a company sells all its stock of a certain product. Inventory to sales ratio. The amount of inventory in stock versus the number of fulfilled sales. Distribution KPIs. Focus on the system that manages product flow, moving a product to customers directly or from distributors. Trailer utilization rate, how well companies are loading their trailers. Warehousing cost, the expenses specific to the warehouse. Average dwell time, the length of time a carrier waits before processing for pickup and delivery. Transport management KPIs govern the trucking of goods and can help improve operations. These metrics differ based on what entity needs the information. Delivery time, how quickly an order arrives in full. Average days late, the number of days between the delivery's due date and when the customer receives the order. Truck turning, time between when a delivery truck enters a facility to collect or deliver goods and when it exits. Freight payment accuracy, the number of error-free freight bills compared to the total number of freight bills. Transportation costs, track an order's price from beginning to end. Logistics KPIs are a way for businesses to compare their own performance against industry benchmarks. By tracking KPIs, businesses have important data that enables them to improve operations. Key takeaways: logistics refers to the movement of goods from point A to point B, which entails two functions, transportation and warehousing. The overall supply chain is a network of businesses and organizations working in a sequence of processes, including logistics, to produce and distribute goods. Functions of logistics management form the backbone of any successful business operation. These functions span inventory control to transportation management. Every organization has its policy on the kind of organization structure that it has designed for each department. While in most cases the policy is common for all departments, however, businesses and market requirements may demand changes in the designations and levels. Measuring and monitoring logistics performance regularly with key indicators allows for continuous improvement. Logistics KPIs are a way for businesses to compare their own performance against industry benchmarks. Thank you.